Hello and welcome to the Rock Your Voice podcast. Vocal coaching tips that will transform your voice, interviews that will inspire, industry guidance, and so much more. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. Today we're looking at why you should attend a retreat. If you're anything like me, you're probably a bit of a lone wolf. I think being an entrepreneur and the owner of my own business, I tend to kind of lock myself away in my office and work on my stuff by myself and have to force myself to go to networking events and be social and brush my hair, etc. And I feel like the music industry sometimes can put artists in that situation quite a bit too, especially now where we have home studio setups and we're broadcasting live on social media and not necessarily getting out and about as much as maybe we should. And the great thing about gigging and playing out is that you do meet other artists and other musicians and other people. So when we are really working on social media as our marketing campaigns, we're kind of missing out on that one-to-one contact where you're meeting other people you can collaborate with firsthand, like face-to-face, really getting the vibe of people. I mean, obviously you can connect really well through social media too, but that face-to-face interaction is so important. And I think the biggest thing about attending a retreat is that you are going to build an instant community of people who are obviously like-minded because they've put the effort into getting into this event and they're there for the same reasons that you are, but they're bringing different things to the table. So the reason I wanted to talk about this is because just recently we headed out to Nashville and had a songwriter's retreat. It was absolutely incredible. We had a beautiful house where we had five singer-songwriters come and stay and completely immerse themselves in the experience. And then we had other guests that were staying in a hotel and would come every day and observe the workshops and observe what the other singer-songwriters were really digging into. So they would watch their vocal coaching experience and they sat in on workshops about songwriting and joined to support them as they performed, all this kind of thing. So it was really, really great because the thing I love about hosting workshops and retreats is the group setting, getting people who are passionate about the same thing, but maybe are at different levels or maybe are at different confidence levels. And everyone has something to bring to the table. So I think it's really, really cool to put yourself in a situation where you can meet other people who share the same goals, passions, all that kind of stuff, want to learn more, and then you can build that community that is going to support you for potentially the rest of your career. This experience was so great because the girls, there was sort of like a couple of degrees of separation. Obviously, I was in the middle where they all kind of knew me. They all knew what they were signing up for because they knew me, they knew my vibe, they know what I'm about. But they didn't know each other. And then there they were living in a house together. And it was so great because they had these learning experiences. And then they had the time to spend together in the house, just jamming, talking about their music, talking about their experiences, talking about their challenges, their fears. And this is something that you can put yourself in a situation like this and start meeting other musicians and get to know each other on a really deep level where you will find yourself creating, collaborating together and just supporting each other because it's a journey that we all have something to offer each other and it's a way that we can all grow together. I'm going to just pause for a second because I want you to hear a little bit from one of my guests from this recent retreat and just hear what she says about it.
Hello, this is Ricky Linklater. I am a singer-songwriter. I went to Nashville with Emma and a great group of people. When I initially heard about the Nashville trip, I felt like it was an answer to some sort of prayer. For years, I felt so isolated and lost musically. I didn't really feel like I belonged to a music community. I had taken a long hiatus from music, and my inner saboteur was thriving, to say the least. Everything about Nashville terrified me, from traveling alone to singing on stage again, and I'm happy to report I would do it all again in a heartbeat. My main Nashville goals were to push myself out of my comfort zone and to become part of a community. I'm proud to say that I surprised the hell out of myself, and I even had the audience singing along with me to a song that I wrote, and I also made Emma cry with the song I had written about my dad, so that was cool. Sorry, Emma. I was immersed into the music scene. I met a great group of talented people. I have a renewed appreciation for songwriting and country music. And so I left Nashville feeling empowered, inspired, supported, and hungry for more.
What do I do with all this loneliness at the end of the night? Instead of just bottling it up and pouring tears, I just miss you so much.
Thank you so much, Ricky. And yes, I did sneak in a little bit of the demo/work tape that she started recording while we were out there in Nashville. And yes, it did make me cry. Anyway, if going to a retreat is something that kind of terrifies you, which it would me, honestly, I feel like being the person who kind of facilitates it, I find it a lot easier because I'm bringing people into this space of creativity and I really know what's going to happen. I know how it's going to roll out. But I get very nervous going into situations where someone else is in control and I'm going to be with a bunch of people I've never met before. It can be really, really terrifying, but it is that fear that is telling you now is the time to take your steps into some growth. So the great things about retreats, I mean, one-on-one training is perfect. Doing stuff online is great as well, but immersive environments from retreats, they just provide that dedicated space that's away from any distractions. So you're kind of stepping away from your reality and really kind of stepping into, like, I am a singer, I am a songwriter, I am doing this for me, and this is my time to fully focus on my craft and my writing and my music. And it's going to surround you, like I said, with these like-minded individuals who just share that passion and will support you in that. There's no guilt there of being like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing other things, I should be cleaning the house, or I should be doing something else right now. But you're actually like, no, I am here doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So it really, really helps. And then working with the other people in the group, having these other people around, is going to expose you to new ideas and perspectives and techniques that you might not have experienced. Like having that opportunity to collaborate, co-write with people that you may not have really thought of, their writing style and their sound and everything, it's going to really inspire different things. And having workshops with people from different areas is huge. Access to people who are of a higher caliber that maybe you would have access to that's local to you, and being able to network in a community with people that are just a bit beyond what you're normally used to, making that pond bigger. But or like making yourself a smaller fish in a bigger pond, but in a pond with fish that you can now connect with. That was a weird metaphor, but I'm always a fan of, like, if you're the most experienced in the room, then you need to go into a different room. That kind of analogy of like, it's time to step up and change the space. So if you're feeling that, then maybe this is the right thing for you. Have another listen here.
My name is Robin Ashley, and I'm an artist from Edmonton, Alberta. I chose to go on this trip to experience Music City in a professional capacity and to work on my skills as a vocalist and a songwriter. It was such a good experience to learn from some of the best in the business and have real-life application to our own skills through the workshops we attended throughout the week. It was a very well-rounded week, from learning to exploring and having tons of fun. Staying in a home with other artists allowed us to support and learn from each other while making friendships that will go well beyond our week together in Nashville. As an emerging artist, this was an incredible opportunity, and I'm so grateful I got to spend a week learning and being inspired while being surrounded by my biggest passion, which is music. I can't wait to go back to Nashville next year, and I would recommend this retreat to absolutely anyone who's passionate, serious, and really wanting to grow on their craft.
Thank you so much, Robin, and that was a sneaky clip of her demo, Bobby from Dallas. So it's wild. Some of the girls, we got back from the retreat like a week ago. And since then, because of what they've been posting online and what they've been sharing, some of the girls have been being offered gigs, not even pitching. They've had people reaching out to them to come and perform at events and such. And people have had other people reaching out to collaborate with them, because it's shown that commitment and the fact that it's like, hey, I take myself seriously as an artist. This is what I'm doing for my career. This is what I'm, how I'm stepping up for my craft and my art and my skill development. And so people are seeing that. They're like, yeah, these people are really that serious that they're going to invest this much time, this money, this effort into really stepping up in their artistry. So it's really, really cool. So having that time, that space, the networking and collaboration is just a game changer. If it's something like, if you're feeling a bit stagnant with your learning, or if maybe if you haven't even been taking lessons or doing any kind of training at the moment, and you're thinking, okay, I want to really hit it hard and fast and really elevate in a short space of time, and be like, okay, I really don't want to spend a year doing one lesson a month or one lesson a week or whatever. I want to just immerse myself in it and dig deep. This is a really great opportunity to do that. It is like, wake up, live it, like go to bed, wake up, live it, do it again and again for a few days and just really be in it. And you're going to make connections that if you were going at this alone, it's just a completely different experience. For example, I went to Nashville 10 years ago and I went and trained with Shelby Rollins and Brett Manning. And it was absolutely fantastic. I had an amazing time. But when I look back, there was a lot of wasted time. There was time spent just by myself, kind of noodling around. Like, it was great. I got to explore. I got to do the touristy things. I saw all the stuff. But there were quite a few hours spent just kind of doing more research and thinking about what can I be doing versus landing, knowing where I'm going, knowing who I'm training with for the next 4 or 5 days, and having a clear strategy of what is my goal, what is my outcome, and who am I going to be working with for this time, and having someone else set it all up for me and also put me in a house with a group of people who have the same goals, the same passions, the same just enthusiasm for the music and the experience, and just to have fun while you're doing it. So I don't think you should be going at this as a lone wolf. And if you're terrified of kind of like, oh, what kind of investment is this? It really is a matter of like looking at it like, well, it could take me 10 years to connect with Grammy winning songwriters, or it could take me 5 years to make these connections, or to be able to get into a studio in Nashville, or to get into a writing room in Nashville, or to be working and co-writing with people at this level. How long is that going to take you going it alone versus how long is it going to take you if you come and do it and it's all set up for you? Plus, there are the connections for you for life. And you, if you show up and you showcase yourself in a way that is like, you're serious about it, you really want to do it, and people are going to notice that. People really have a respect for passion and commitment to your craft, no matter what level you're at. If you're early on, if you're just getting started out and people see you really working towards it and that you're really passionate about it and you really want to follow through, high level writers, coaches, they see that, they notice that, and they want to support that growth. It's so great. And then I have talked about this in the past too, of sort of competitive nature. I find the higher up you go, the less competition there is, because there's less threat. People at the very top of their game, they're not threatened, they're not intimidated, they want to help because other great people have helped them and they understand what this journey is about. So when I put together retreats and workshops and events, it's all about bringing people together so that they can build a community and they can collaborate and they can find a support network that's going to be with them for the rest of their life and the rest of their career, and help them grow confidently and step into their role as a singer, songwriter, owning that title. And sometimes it's a matter of just committing to yourself and doing something like this that really says and shows the world, she's doing it, he's doing it, they are committed, they really are in it now. And that in itself can create a big mental shift and being like, yeah, I am, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I've been out and I've recorded in Nashville and I've worked with writers in Nashville now. It like can shift things. It really, really can. Like I said, people who, like, we're a week out and people who got back are now being pitched to perform at things. They are not pitching. They are having people reach out to them. They're having co-writers reach out to them. So who knows where these things can lead.
You know, I've been writing songs since I was 11, and I've been, you know, in the industry now for just over 10 years, and I'm incredibly passionate about my craft as a songwriter and an artist and a storyteller. So when Emma invited me to go on this week-long retreat in Nashville, I knew I had to say yes to this investment in myself and my career development, because honestly, it was one of the best decisions I could have made. It was a full-on, you know, week of mentoring, coaching, songwriting, demo recording, and so much more, and it was incredibly fun. And you know, as a group, we got to learn from like some serious top-tier talent like Shelby Rollins and Jason Catron and Aaron Goodvin and Bonnie freaking Baker. You know, honestly, getting to spend this much time with them and learn from these industry marbles was an incredible and truly memorable experience. I walked away from this experience with a total up-level of knowledge on the art of songwriting and the business side of things, and walked away with some serious self-actualization as an artist. And we even got to record a demo in Nashville at the Notable Studio by Spotify with Dan Harrison and Bonnie as well. And we even got to perform on stage at the Commodore with Bonnie. Oh, and we did tours of the iconic places like Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, and Country Music Hall of Fame. It was just overall an incredible experience and a huge step forward in my own musical career and development as an artist. And I'm so incredibly grateful to Emma for just making it all happen. So yeah, I can't wait to see what comes next.
Dear God, please take my heart. Bruised and it's scarred, and I have carried it so far. And dear God, please hold my heart like He used to do.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. And again, I just snuck in a little clip of the work tape slash demo that we were producing over in Nashville. Thank you so much to Bonnie Baker for all your help with that too. So, I highly recommend, if you're sitting in your beautiful home studio working on your 57,000th song, tweaking your mix, get out there. Come and join a group, build a community, come and see what's going on in the world, and join a retreat. And maybe this would be your 73rd retreat that you've been on and you're just looking for something a bit different. I highly, highly encourage you to reach out and learn about what's going to be coming up. You can email me, emma@rocketvocalstudios.com, if you're interested to learn more. But stay tuned to Instagram, because that's probably going to be the best place to find out what's coming up. And it's Rocket Vocal Studios. That's R-O-C-K-I-T Vocal Studios. And any questions, please let me know. I'll open up the Q&A on the Spotify platform here. If you have any questions, please just send me a DM or shoot me an email. And I really, I'd love to hear too, if you've attended a great retreat, let me know. Tell me all about it. What was fantastic about it? What did you enjoy? What did you learn? What was your biggest takeaway? Because these things are so important to reflect on after the fact. So good on you for doing one if you have done one. And I wish you all the confidence in the world to step up and go and take a retreat, go on a retreat. Because like I said, I've always been a bit of a lone wolf. I was always very shy growing up, and hard to believe I am a bit of an introvert. So putting myself in a situation where I would be living with my peers is it can be intimidating and scary, but the growth and the development that will come out of it will absolutely change everything for you. And I just love seeing that in the guests when they leave, and seeing the friendships that blossom, and seeing everyone still chatting on our group chat and just sharing all of their successes so soon after everything that's happened. So yeah, don't be scared. Give it a shot to step out, take a risk. Okay, thanks so much for listening.
Since Nashville, I continue to push myself out of my comfort zone. I have been picking up my guitar every day. I have been writing again. I feel so passionate all of a sudden, and I owe it all to Emma. She really encouraged me and supported me, and I'm just very thankful. I had such a good time. I would say my trip was like kind of, I don't want to be too dramatic, but kind of life-changing. So I recommend anyone become a part of an event like this. So keep an eye out for me, because this is not the last you'll be hearing of Ricky Linklater. Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I really hope you enjoyed it.
Please feel free to like, share, and subscribe. And if you do leave a review, it's really useful to help others discover the show. You can also check out the weekly vocal workout over on Patreon. I'll leave the links in the show notes, where you can access weekly vocal training from yours truly and totally rock your voice. Thanks again for listening. Check out Rocket Vocal Studios on social and on the web. And I look forward to seeing you again next time.